You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2023, the UK government will be testing the new emergency alerts service. And here to help us understand what'll happen, what we can expect, is Paul Porter, who is RNIB's Digital Transformation Manager. Welcome to Connect Radio, Paul. So what's going to happen at 3 p.m. on Sunday?
So at that time on Sunday, anyone who has a compatible mobile phone, and it isn't everyone in the UK, but everyone with a compatible device will get an audible alert and a text message from the emergency services, and it will be UK-wide. It lasts for 10 seconds. It will, I think, if you've got mute on it, it will still come through because it's designed to alert you in certain situations. So it's a short 10-second alarm that everyone will with compatible devices will hear.
And when you say with compatible devices, can you clarify what that means?
So you've got to have a phone with 4G or 5G. You've got to have a phone running iOS 14.5 above for Apple devices, or a device with Android 11 or later. So older phones may get the alert, but you know, possibly not. So it does need to be sort of more up-to-date devices.
And you said there would obviously be a sound, there'll be a vibration, and there'll also be a message that will be displayed on screen.
Yeah. So, you know, it should cover all possibilities, hopefully.
Right. And the sound, I mean, how long is that going to go on for, the sound?
10 seconds.
About 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And what can we expect the message to tell us?
In this case, it's just a UK-wide test, but if it goes off in the future, it will be localised to your specific area. So, you know, I guess if something happens in London, people in the sort of particular area would get an alert, or, you know, Glasgow, wherever it might be. The Sunday is a UK test for everybody. That's you know, if you can receive it, you'll get it if you've got your phone turned on.
Right. Okay. So obviously, it'll only happen if your phone's on. It doesn't use your phone number, does it? Either it's sort of delivered in a different way.
Set out through a phone mask, but it doesn't have people's individual numbers. It just broadcasts, and if your phone's compatible, it will pick it up. So there's been quite a lot of discussion, political discussion, I guess, about, you know, what it's doing, why it's doing it, how does it do it, but. You know, looking at the government website, it simply says it's broadcast through the local masts, or, you know, the masts that are in the vicinity of any alert that might occur. So it's not using your individual details in any way at all.
Right. And I mean, do you have any idea of what's the point? You know, I mean, obviously there isn't going to be an emergency, hopefully, he says, touch wood. But what's the idea with this?
I mean, they talk about, you know, severe weather, I guess an area being closed down for some particular reason. I know they use this a lot in other countries, you know, and severe weather, obviously in some like the US, happens quite a lot. So it is a tried and tested system over there. And, you know, who knows, perhaps we'll get more severe weather. I mean, personally, I'm quite a fan of alerts, you know, from the different apps that I have on my phone. I've got weather alerts for, you know, heavy rain or thunderstorms, and of course, you know, usually they're not that severe compared to what you get in other countries. But, you know, who knows, as the century develops, you know, the weather may get worse.
Do people need to be worried about this, Paul? Do people need to take any action?
No, I mean, simply, you know it's happening on Sunday. When it happens, just listen to it. It will stop, and, you know, just carry on as normal. If it does happen again in the future, for real, then, you know, obviously, you know, look at the text message that comes with it. If you're doing anything, you know, it talks about driving, or, you know, doing anything that you shouldn't be using your phone, then obviously wait till you're in a safe place before you take your phone out and look at it. But, I mean, I would imagine that this is, you know, going to happen very irregularly, you know, if at all, but who knows. But, you know, as I say, personally, I think it's a good idea. You know, why not use technology to its full potential?
And we expect this alert to be compatible with any assistive technology that anyone's using. So if you run a screen reader or screen magnification on your phone, that should be compatible as well.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. You'll get the noise and the text message will be read out, or you'll be able to interrogate the text message, you know, as you would with any other text message. Personally, I'm quite interested in how it's going to work. And you know, as long as people don't suddenly think, my goodness, my phone is doing something weird, you know, I think, you know, it should go without a hitch.
Okay, so 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2023, the UK government will be testing the new emergency alert system. So you'll receive a short message on your phone or tablet if it's 4G or 5G compatible. And that sound or vibration will last for about 10 seconds. And this is a test. You don't need to take any action on this occasion. Well, Paul Porter, Digital Transformation Manager from RNIB. Thanks very much.